This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
That indeed it is. We are talking today with Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author of the book, The Minds of Mass Killers, Understanding and Interpreting the Pathway to Violence. Siobhan, welcome back to the program. I want to kind of talk about, you are the company you keep, if you will. And I'm going to do a little bit of judging here because I think it's needed. I think judging sometimes helps keep people in line, and they keeps people from going, oh yeah, it's totally cool that you believe your kids are zombies. No, if you were a little more judgmental, you'd be like, you're out of your freaking mind. Or maybe a more, I don't think that that's, maybe we should think about it this way. That'd probably be a little bit more productive. But what does it say about all the people who testified in the trial today, or in the last couple of weeks, about Lori Vallow Daybell, who also very much shared these fantastical ways of thinking, and for the most part, until the end, never really told her that this is kind of nuts.
Yeah, with a psychotic delusion, if it's questioned repeatedly, the person with the delusion is more apt to question it themselves. Mm-hmm. But if they're surrounded by people who go along with it, it becomes stronger and they're more apt to continue to buy into it. So she certainly found people who were followers, who tended to find her very charismatic and very authoritative. And they consistently, as you said, they consistently reinforced that she knew what she was talking about. And that, I think, made her sicker over time, the people that she surrounded herself with.
Let's talk about the psychotic delusions. If one person is having them and they're sharing it with their friends, their family, for example, Lori talking about the kids being zombies or climbing up the walls, things of that nature. I always go to that one because it seems like such an obvious psychotic delusion of all
the ones. Incredibly yeah. bizarre. Yeah.
To have that and then have friends go along and say, well, maybe I didn't see it, but you know, she says it's true. That psychotic delusion that started with one person, if others are then believing it, what is it for them? Is that a psychotic delusion on their part if they are buying into something like that and thinking, well, it might be possible?
You know, it depends on the degree in which they buy into it, I think. And we're in this gray zone of when do anybody's religious or spiritual beliefs that sound rather fantastic, when does it cross into crazy delusional thinking? Mm-hmm. And boy, we could argue that one, right? Because there are a lot of people with weird religious beliefs, and yet they don't kill people. They don't do anything bizarre. It doesn't affect their lives in a weird way. So I do think it's that gray zone. And sometimes people will go along with it to a certain extent, but they know when they cross a line into, okay, this is taking it too far. And it does seem that certain people are much more suggestible than others with following along with a charismatic believer, or, you know, leader with bizarre beliefs. And certainly the people that latched on to Lori and she latched on to them were people that were very suggestible, and they were attracted to her because of her charisma and her sense of authority. And she gave them a sense of purpose and fed their egos. And you can see how the certain kinds of people were led to believe that way. And certainly in listening to the testimony, they sounded very naive, childlike. And maybe sometimes just they weren't really gifted at thinking, you know? Mm-hmm. I won't say they're dumb, but thinking was not their strong suit. Yeah. So there seemed to be a real weird mix. And if they had not veered into murder, we can say they reasonably could have kept going with this attempt to build the 144,000 cult that they were trying to gather. And they might have gathered even more followers. So yeah. But they did cross into the violence. And obviously, we see where they're at because of that.
I mean, had murder not come into play, would have just been looked at as, well, it's a break off, or a break off of the LDS religion is what it would be described as, because there's many of them. And they live primarily in peace until you actually start examining a lot of them and you discover it's abusive cults. But this, they would have just kept going. I think
they would have kept going. And there are a lot of religious groups that believe in casting out demons, you know, the snake handlers, and that do these really bizarre things. And we think, okay, this is really delusional thinking. Mm-hmm. But they've existed that way for years. And, you know, as long as they don't directly hurt people. Now, sometimes you'll see with the offshoots of the LDS groups, the ones that have sexually abused kids, mm-hmm. they get in trouble with the law. And then, of course, there are the faith healing groups where, you know, parents have withheld insulin from a diabetic child and the child has died. They get in trouble with the law. But we do have people who we can say are essentially delusional with a lot of their beliefs. But until they hurt other people, they seem to, you know, they do their thing and they're tolerated.
And that's the scary thing. I mean, we can look at some of these groups and go, this is delusional. This is really off the rails. But until they actually break the law, or usually far after they broke the law and somebody's scarred for the rest of their lives, none of it can be stopped because it is freedom right. of religion that sort of a sense. It's amazing what falls under the umbrella of religion or what's reasonable to expect out of any sort of religion. But in this country, it's pretty much anything as long as you don't kill people.
As long as you don't kill people, yeah, pretty much anything goes. And they do typically, people in these more fringe groups, they do keep it within the group. You know, they'll pull new people in when they run into highly suggestible people who are needy and fragile, but they keep their beliefs rather secretive. So, you know, it may just look like a nice white church building on the outside, mm-hmm. but you'd have to go in and go to the services to go, oh, we're casting demons out here today. I get it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. What did you think of some of the testimonies? Did it feel to you like some of the individuals still kind of believed the doctrine of Chad Daybell and Lori? Like maybe they look at it now as, well, these guys got led astray, but everything they talked about, I'm still down with that, just not these two.
Yeah, yeah, I really did get that sense, yes.
What sort of a danger does that pose when, I mean, again, these people are right in front of us. They haven't broken the law yet, but the way of thinking, the way of belief obviously led Lori and Chad down a path that got fairly destructive and murderous. But is there anything that can ever be done, though, for individuals like this that have, you know, some of these very extreme ways of thinking and beliefs? I mean, obviously some sort of intervention, but they would have to want to get that first because they'd have to recognize the delusions as being delusions and not a faith or a religion.
Yeah, I think it runs on a continuum, you know, this thing about believing in fantastical things that defy reality. And I think all of us have little bits of that. And it's kind of a coping skill in life. You know, people can go around with all kinds of little metaphysical beliefs that don't cause harm. But I always encourage people to, you know, kind of stay focused on what do we have evidence for, what, you know, what function is this belief serving? And I encourage people to question our beliefs and question our thoughts. I just think that's a healthy place to be. But there are certainly people who are resistant to that. And I think when folks have this tendency to get caught up in really magical beliefs and magical thinking, they're always going to be at risk of falling into something that could potentially take them into a danger zone.
It's like some brains work one way, some brains work others where they'll be accepting of it. And if you're one who has been able to fall into those sort of paths, it's likely you could again at some point in time. It's almost like addiction to a certain extent,
yes.
where one could say, you know, you're an alcoholic for life, just as an example, where you may abstain, you say, no, I'm good, but you could fall back into that should you be surrounded by, you know, decide to become a bartender, then suddenly you're right. surrounded by liquor all day.
Right.
You increase your odds then of falling back into those sort of paths. Same sort of thing, I would assume here, if you continue to surround yourself with people that are very down with very fantastical, magical thinking.
Yeah. And you see people that will jump from one guru to the next guru, mm-hmm. you know, from one new age fad to the next new age fad. And they have weird dietary practices one year. And then the next year they're on a quest in South America for some new thing. And they just always seem to be searching for something that gives them a sense of meaning and purpose and this new charismatic leader. So it's not the best way to live, I don't think, psychologically. I think you can get into a lot of trouble with that. And I encourage everybody, I mean, it's good for all of us to question our beliefs and to stop and think, okay, is this working for me? Am I getting into something weird here? And to just always be assessing that.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
That indeed it is. If you want to weigh in on anything that we're talking about, you can do so. We got a phone number for that. It's 888-5KILLER, 888-554-5537 to weigh in on anything that we're talking about. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our breaking discussions on these cases. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.